I am Planta on the line in Vancouver, British Columbia at thecommentary.ca. The 2019 International Theatre Sports Festival begins today, the 15th of October, and runs until Sunday the 20th. Joining me now is Jeff Gladstone, the co-artistic director of the festival that will take place at various venues on Granville Island. I'll ask Mr. Gladstone about improv, about his work, teaching, and this festival that has something for everyone. There are methods of improvisation that are not usually done in this part of the world, approaches from different places in the world, like New Zealand, the Netherlands, America, Australia, and even Calgary. I asked Jeff about Guerrilla Theatre, which was created by Keith Johnstone in Calgary, where Jeff grew up. Visit VTSL.com for tickets and information. Jeff Gladstone is an actor, teacher, and musician who joined the Vancouver Theatre Sports League in 2000. He was a 2019 Leo Award nominee for his supporting performance in the film Kingsway. Visit jeffgladstone.ca for more. He joined me en route to Canmore, Alberta last week. Please welcome to the Planta Online program, Jeff Gladstone. Mr. Gladstone, good morning.
Good morning.
Apparently I've caught you as you're traveling, is that right?
I am. So I'm in Alberta on my way to the Canmore International Improv Festival, which happens a couple days before the International Theatre Sports Festival that's happening in Vancouver.
Yeah, so I understand that Calgary was home for you for a while.
Calgary, that's right.
Yeah. So, but Vancouver is home now, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Has been for a while.
Yeah. What, for people listening to this, the 2019 International Theatre Sports Institute Festival, what can people expect?
Well, a whole lot of improv. There is, there's, I think, 39 different performances, and this is improv from all around the world, from South America, from Europe, from the States, from Australia, New Zealand, Norway, so from all over the place, and what people are going to find is that it's different than the kind of improv you normally see in Vancouver.
Uh-huh.
It's often much more highly theatrical, and, you know, there's hilarious, outrageous stuff, but also very moving, personal, true kind of work going on, too.
So you're in charge, you're one of the people in charge of this. One would think because it's improv, you don't really need to prepare for stuff, but do you?
Well, yeah, there's been a lot of preparations happening, but it's just kind of like, preparing for play. So we're collecting all the materials that we'll think we'll need on all the stages to make the improvisers happy.
Uh-huh.
And, collecting props, supplies, set pieces. And just, you know, it's like the more you have in your sandbox, the more, the more magic can happen.
So the people for whom this is for, this is for people who want to learn more, learn about different styles, but laymen, if you will, those of us in the audience, we can find something useful to watch over these 5 days, right?
Absolutely, and in fact, it's been structured to kind of offer something for everyone.
Mm.
So as you pointed out, there's a large element of it is the conference, which is 100 delegates from around the world gathering to do workshops and learn new practices, new techniques, and learn from each other.
Yeah.
The effect of that is that in the evening is all public performances where we get to put these theories and these new formats to work. So we have something for every audience. And then even in the workshop stream, we do have some public workshops happening on the final weekend. So if there's someone, even if they're brand new to improv, have never taken a workshop, we have stuff for them as well. So you can watch, you can learn, you can connect with other improvisers, and we have something for everyone.
And it must be great for an audience member here, you know, who might be used to what they see at Theatre Sports, at Improv here in Vancouver, to see these various elements from to see how they do it elsewhere.
Pardon me, I missed.
Well, we can see, with all these people coming from elsewhere in the world, how they do it in these other parts of the world.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly, and it's, it changed it because, you know, improv is there's formats that kind of give you guidelines, but because people are different everywhere in the world and the audiences are different, these formats have evolved differently depending on where they are.
Yeah.
The International Theater Sports Institute is this international organization that's a place for everywhere in the world to kind of come together and go, okay, like what are the differences? Where have things evolved differently and where can we learn from that? And then also, what are the kind of base values and principles that apply everywhere that we can all connect on, you know?
So you've been at it for a while now, almost 20 years here in Vancouver. Innovation in terms of the form, in terms of the field itself, I mean, that's happening all the time, isn't it?
It is happening all the time, yeah.
Yeah, and so you're also a performer elsewhere, so at Bard or at other theater companies, the background in improv, the work that you do in improv as a performer, as a teacher even, that must be invaluable in other forms of performance.
It's absolutely. You know, I was really lucky actually growing up in Calgary because Keith Johnstone, Theater Sports, and two other formats called Maestro Impro and Guerrilla Theater, which are also like directed and competitive improv formats. He was in Calgary and had a theater company in Calgary called the Loose Moose Theater, uh-huh. and he taught acting at the University of Calgary. So for me, I was in a great place where when I was learning theater and the practice of acting and I was part of this improv group, so I just kind of learned it all together at the same time, and it was all the same thing for me. Yeah. Whereas sometimes I think they get theater and improv get really separated.
Yeah. What, Guerrilla Theater, that's something that you teach out here, is that right?
You know, Guerrilla Theater doesn't get done in Vancouver. We did it for a very brief run at Vancouver Theatre Sports about 5 years ago, but that's going to be something that's new to people, and I think they're going to really love it. I think it's my favorite of all those formats.
So how does it work?
You have 5 improviser/directors, and they take turns directing the other improvisers/directors in scenes. And then, so each director is kind of coming with a vision of the kind of work they want to do. So one director might be trying to do really, like, realistic scenes, and one might be doing just, like, a total farce, you know.
Yeah.
But the audience votes on whether they think the director succeeded at accomplishing their vision. So if the audience likes the scene, it gets awarded a banana. And if the audience doesn't like the scene, it gets awarded a forfeit, which is a punishment that the director has to perform. And then at the end of the show, whoever has the most bananas wins a week quality time with the resident gorilla.
Huh. Yeah. It sounds fascinating in terms of what one can learn in terms of how to work with others, obviously, and just the form itself.
It really is.
So why do you think it didn't do as well as it should have?
Oh, I wouldn't say it's not that it... Well, I mean, I wouldn't say it didn't. It actually did really well when it was at Vancouver Theatre Sports. But one of the things about it is that in the training I did, right, and in these Keith Johnstone formats, having a director is a big part of the show. Mm. So that you learn, when you learn in this style, which is what the International Theatre Sports Institute is all basically the formats of Keith Johnstone and these theories of working, is that when you give up control to an outside eye to direct you in improv, it frees you up to be more creative and more playful and take bigger risks because you're not in control of the content, the director is, right? So I find it really freeing. But improvisers often who have never worked with a director can sometimes feel like, oh, well, why is this person telling me what to do? Like, I can do this on my own without someone telling me how to act, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So sometimes improvisers have a hard time getting into it if they have a lot of improv experience because they're just like, they don't want anyone telling them how to do it.
Right, yeah.
But for me, I find it really freeing, and I think people really see, because we have some of the best performers and teachers in this format coming, that you see, oh, wow, it's a lot of fun when you are able to really give up control and just take huge risks and see where it takes you.
So I mentioned the other forms of work that you do, acting and performing. You're also a musician. Improv must be invaluable in that form or in that practice, if you will.
Oh, absolutely. And I love, like, because I've had the opportunity to work with some great musicians and great jazz musicians and to see, like, how they approach improv, because they're improvising too a lot of the time, right, especially in jazz.
Yeah.
And it's, I'm really fascinated. And also in some of the kind of movement theater work I've done, worked with some dancers and dance teachers where they're doing improv as well. And I just love when you see how different disciplines use improv and approach improv. And I find, like, I think the core values of improvisation, if they're true, they should apply to all those art forms. And I think they do.
And it also is beneficial for I'm sure you have students who may not want to pursue performance as a career goal. I mean, they're probably in business or other fields.
Yeah.
Improv is invaluable in other areas too of professional life. Is that right?
Oh yes, absolutely. And you know what? To me, it really goes back to Keith and where he first originated a lot of these ideas. When he went to school in London in the 50s, it was a very rigid program. And it was like, if you look like you're trying, you'll do better than the person that's just, you know, kind of looking free and easy. So it was like people kind of like punishing themselves. They were rewarded for kind of like punishing themselves and the pressure to get everything right and to outperform your classmates. So he wanted to just turn that on his head. And he said, he basically made a list of all the things that his teachers told him not to do, and that became his first set of improv games.
Yeah.
And so I think, like, in business and stuff like that, pressure to succeed and the competition is so strong that when those people are introduced to the ideas of improv, which is, like, you can fail and have fun because failing is where the learning happens, you just see people really, you know, brighten up and smile come to their face, or they start to realize that they don't need to be so hard on themselves.
Yeah. Does it take a long time for new students, say, to get that?
You know, it depends. I mean, I find, and, you know, my fellow teachers, I think, would agree that, like, dealing with the kind of fear of failure and encouraging people that they can just bomb and that's okay,
uh-huh.
is kind of the first step that we like to do, because once you kind of get that down, and, you know, I've seen people, it click for people in a single workshop.
Yeah.
And then once they have that, then it's like they can learn anything, right? Because they have the base.
Yeah. You mentioned Keith Johnstone. He'll be part of the festival, right?
Well, he's not going to be out here.
Oh, he won't.
Unfortunately. But he did make a trip out a month before.
Yeah.
So he was out and led a workshop back in September, and it was so great. I got to sit in on all the days, and it was so great to see him and hear him speak again. He's just full of great wisdom.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, so, but, you know, but theaters, but all the teachers coming have worked with Keith for, like, 20-plus years.
I see,
so
yeah.
They all are working from those same principles.
And so the Gorilla Theater, for example, which he created...
Yeah.
Or he developed, that'll be part of the festival, right?
Yeah, exactly. The core of the festival is really these three formats, theater, sports, maestro, and gorilla.
Yeah.
And he also has one called Life Game, which is just a magical improv format that a group from Vancouver has been doing for quite a while, led by Venus Sood, who's an amazing local actor, director, performer. That's another one of Keith's formats that'll be there. And then everything else is, like, you know, what people who've really got those formats down, who've taken that work to the next level. So then we have all that wide variety of stuff.
Yeah. You've talked about how Keith Johnstone has been such an inspiring teacher for you. Now that you teach yourself, do your students look to you for the same sort of guidance, or even have the same sort of reverence that students of Keith's have had for him?
I don't think so. I mean, one can wish. I'm sure, you know, especially in the last couple of years, I've really been falling in love with teaching again, and have had some great times. And I've definitely had some lovely comments from people who say, like, wow, like, this, you know, this is the most free I've felt, and they just want to do more of it. And so I've had some lovely comments and response from people. But, you know, part of Keith's approach to teaching was all like, he's like, the students sometimes, especially with him, right, they come in already with some reverence. And uh-huh. A lot of his practices were to try to take that away. So you'd say he'd try to work from a place of planned incompetence, where he would seem, you know, kind of bumbling and a little bit behind the ball. Because what he felt is that when he played that way, that the students would be like, well, the teacher doesn't seem to really know what they're doing. So they would kind of step up and start to really shine.
Yeah.
It was funny, now he's at 86. He said, well, I used to do the planned incompetence, but he's like, I don't need to plan it anymore. It happens naturally.
I noticed as I was preparing for a chat, you appeared in the movie Kingsway, is that right?
I did.
See, I live at Fraser and King Edward, and so Kingsway is obviously a big part of my commute
to and
from. And I haven't seen the movie, but I guess because where I live, I should see it, right?
Oh, my God, yeah, you would love it. It's a great ode to Vancouver, you know. And, you know, it's pretty great. Bruce Sweeney, who's the creator, director of that film, and his amazing cast, including, like, Gabrielle Rose, Camille Sullivan, Colleen Renison, just great improvisers in their own right, I would say, because Bruce kind of gives us this outline in these scenes, but then he just, as he says, he likes to just wind up the characters and let them go. So it was, you know, film, you think, you know, you don't usually see a lot of improv in film because you're paying for the second, but doing a film like that, we were free to really explore and let things go. So it was a really special experience. Yeah, it's a beautiful film.
It's on my list. Jeff, it's been a pleasure speaking with you. Break a leg for the festival.
Thanks, man. Thanks so much. Hope to see you out there.
Visit VTSL.com for tickets and information. The 2019 International Theatre Sports Festival begins today and runs until Sunday the 20th. All the information, again, at VTSL.com. Jeff Gladstone, join me on the line en route to Canmore, Alberta. In Vancouver, I'm Joseph Planta.